USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's no stopping the pain at the pump. Drivers are seeing a new record high of $4.71 a gallon, up 4 cents from yesterday. AAA updating the national average overnight. Some stations in California are already charging $8 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com tells Fox News the prices are only going to continue to increase.
Things continue to spiral out of control. I expect we could see the national average hit the $5 a gallon mark by mid-June.
NATO is continuing to expand its presence despite Russian President Vladimir Putin's wishes. The NATO Secretary General said after a meeting at the White House Thursday that Putin's invasion of Ukraine was in part due to his concerns about a growing NATO. Jens Stoltenberg saying the alliance will have an increased presence in Eastern Europe. This is USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
President Biden will address the nation on gun violence Thursday night. The White House saying the president will urge Congress to pass common sense gun laws to combat the epidemic of gun violence that is taking everyday lives. Nearly 3 dozen people have been recently killed in mass shootings in Buffalo, Tulsa, and Uvalde, Texas. The White House not going into any specifics regarding what common sense gun laws the president will be discussing. New COVID numbers released have health officials taking an optimistic tone.
COVID-19 numbers are starting to decline over the last week, both infections and deaths. Hawaii had the highest infection case rate with 89 new reported cases per 100,000 residents. Republican-led states of Oklahoma and South Dakota had the fewest, with less than 10 infections per 100,000 residents. COVID-related deaths in the nation last week was roughly 300.
Lance Pry reporting from the West Coast Bureau. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The annual global report on religious freedom is being issued by the State Department.
Respect for religious freedom isn't only one of the deepest held values and a fundamental right. It's also, from my perspective, a vital foreign policy priority.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken noting religion is the first freedom enshrined in the American Bill of Rights. Speaking at the State Department, Blinken saying restrictions on religious freedom often provoke instability and conflict. A group of 48 Republican senators sent a letter to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer stating they will vote to block any bill that doesn't include the Hyde Amendment or other pro-life protections. The Daily Caller reporting in the letter that lawmakers say any legislation that undermines the Hyde Amendment, which ensures that U.S. tax dollars are not spent on abortions, will be shot down. Lawmakers adding that the Hyde Amendment has saved close to 2.5 million preborn children over the course of 45 years. If you're looking for a job, you're in luck.
Job openings remained near record highs, according to a report released Wednesday from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. U.S. job openings decreased slightly to 11.4 million on the last business day in April. About 4.4 million Americans quit their jobs in April. New hires held at 6.6 million. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.